All right, so this episode is going to be less about cannabis education and more about my why and really sharing with you what I'm currently experiencing in hopes that if anyone listening is going through something similar, they get a nugget that gives them hope and helping them, helping you learn how to be your own health advocate and empowering you with that. So this is a little bit of my story. This story starts, you know, as soon as I gave birth. So my newborn is now 8 months old. So 8 months ago, giving birth is a highly traumatic event for anyone. It's lovely, but it's traumatic on the body and the systems in your body. And so I would say around 3 months after I gave birth, I was like, wow, I'm just really not feeling good. And I would like voice this concern to my family, to my doctors on just kind of a casual level. And it was just kind of immediately addressed with like, well, you're just postpartum. It's going to take some time. Be patient with yourself. This is kind of where I had to tune in and say, no, I think I need to communicate stronger why I'm not feeling well. It's not like I'm depressed, not feeling well. I'm in pain. And I had to really figure out where I was in pain, because for anyone that's ever been in chronic pain, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint or describe. And that's really frustrating and confusing, because what it does is it makes the person you're telling that you're in pain, they're kind of like, yeah, okay. But really, I was in pain in my feet, and it was starting to get so bad where I was like stumbling, or I'd get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, and it would feel like my left foot was completely asleep, and I'd have to sit there for a minute and like stomp my foot on the ground to wake it up. And then, you know, while I'm using the bathroom, my foot would fall asleep again. And then I'd be sitting there stomping my foot, and I'd be like, this is so bizarre. I don't see how this is postpartum. And then this, I went to a specialist, I went to a chiropractor, and thinking it was something maybe from the epidural that I got, or muscular or something like that. And the chiropractor did a lot of tests on me to try to pinpoint, was it in my nerves or my muscle or my bone? But of course, like when you take your car to a dealer and then it starts working fine, I wasn't in pain when I was at the chiropractor office and I passed all the tests with flying colors. So I think that anyone that's had Lyme's disease, that's the case, is that the symptoms come and go, so it's really hard to pinpoint when they're happening. So a few more months of this go by, but now it's starting to get to the point where like there's days I can't get out of bed because my legs and my feet are in so much pain. So now I'm going to my primary care physician and I'm like, look, something's wrong. I've been here before. I've been in a health rut. I need help. I need you to start listening to me a little bit with a little bit more intention. So outside of the foot symptoms, which is pretty common with Lyme's, I was also having other symptoms like blurred vision, but it wasn't blurred vision all the time. So I would just be driving and then I'd notice, oh, wow, I can't see that street sign, or like the lines in the roads are getting blurry, but then it would go away. So it would kind of come in and go away. I was getting extremely sensitive to light. So if we were home and my kid or my husband turned a light on, I would kind of be like, turn the lights off. And because it would just like trigger almost like an instant headache, or lights were flickering really bad. So I'd walk into a room where lights were on and I'd ask anyone I'd with like, hey, are those lights flickering? And they'd kind of look at me and they'd be like, no. And I'd be like, wow, it's like strobing for me. And so these things were happening. I didn't know that they were symptoms of something. And I was really starting to get stuck in my own head, like, am I losing my fucking shit? Like, am I having a psychotic break? Because I'm under an immense amount of stress with, you know, becoming a new mom, being in the cannabis industry, there's an immense amount of pressure from like a legislative standpoint. So like, we were going through a lot in our life during this time, and still are, that I was like, I think I might be having like a mental breakdown. I don't know. Are these like preliminary signs of a mental breakdown? I really started to get hard on myself. And I work with a therapist. She's kind of like a life coach therapist. And I would be telling her about these symptoms. And even she kind of empowered me a little bit, was like, I think you need to start talking to a doctor because these are starting to compound. So at this point, I made a decision like, okay, I'm going to be intentional about this and go to my doctor. So let the fun begin. Here we are again. I need to go start a rabbit hole of testing, not knowing what the outcome is going to be. That's a big decision to make when you say, okay, I'm not well, and I want to go figure out what's going on, and you stop sweeping it under the rug. It's a big financial commitment too. So I went to my doctor and had, at that point, spent about 2 weeks ahead of going, like documenting at least what I was eating, my bowel movements, what supplements I was taking, trying to cross correlate where it might be happening. And she sat down with me and we made a testing plan. And the first testing that we did was muscle testing and food sensitivity testing. And what these were hopefully going to do is expose any potential allergies to food I was having that could have been causing some of those weird like gut issues that I was having, potentially even blurred vision, like allergic reactions to things. And the muscle testing was to screen me for any like toxic buildups of things like heavy metal, pesticides, mold, and most importantly, parasites. And what they were going to test for was tick-borne diseases as well. And if you don't know what muscle testing is, it is this wild science that I, you know, was a little bit hesitant to at first because I didn't understand it. But of course, I went and did my research. They did the testing. We confirmed everything with future blood testing. But essentially, a practitioner takes vials of what they're testing for. So like a glass vial, and it'll have the type of mold that they're testing for. And then they're resistance testing. So they'll like hold it near your body, and then they have something else in their other hand, and they're testing for when resistance is added somehow. I'm butchering this explanation, but in theory, they're holding vials near your body, near your main organ centers, to see if there's a reaction to what's in that vial through resistance. And so I did the muscle testing, showed, you know, very strong signs of deep parasite infections, not just in my gut, and then showed basically signs of every tick-borne disease that there was on the list of things that they were testing for. So we did that, and then the food allergy testing also exposed that I had alpha-gal syndrome, which is a tick disease. So that's also an indicator that there might be some other tick diseases. Also, alpha-gal syndrome is such a fucked up shit. That's the meat allergy, so you can't eat red meat. What's even more horrifying is, like, you can't eat anything from meat, so, like, butter, cheese. So this knocked out like all my favorite food groups. And I had alpha gal so strongly that she was like, you have to cut everything today. Like there's no taking this lightly. Because the alpha gal syndrome and eating all those were what was giving me some of those like immediate allergic reactions. So we cut all that out. Then we started doing blood testing to confirm what we found in the muscle testing, particularly around the tick-borne diseases. This blood testing came back. It confirmed that I have Lyme's, ehrlichiosis, and another one that, truthfully, I can't even pronounce. It also tests, like, on a range how much you have it, and I have them, you know, on the more extreme end of it. And so in talking with my doctor and understanding, this is probably something that I've had in me for a while because of how she was reading the results on the test, and that being pregnant, and I actually got COVID during pregnancy, it triggered like it forced an immune response to these diseases that were kind of dormant in my body. And so that's why coming out of pregnancy, it started like the downward spiral was just fast because my immune system started responding to them and I started having the symptoms. So now that I know what it is, I've got to layer this on top of everything else I've got going on in my life. So I run, you know, Canvas Supply Company. We also run a nonprofit that works on the legislative stuff, and that's a very busy full-time job as well. I'm a mom of two. I'm a partner. I'm in social groups, business groups. Now I've got this thing, this diagnosis. Thank God I finally know what it is, but I've got to figure out how to live with it now because there is no quick cure. We've talked about it before, but there's something called diagnosis paralysis. So it's like, it's heavy, right? The day you find out you have these, you're like, God darn it, I've got it. But now, knowing what I know, being in the health industry like I'm in, how am I going to approach this and create a new normal and move on? So I have been spending the last 3 months crafting what that new normal looks like. And it's hard, and it's a process that I'm currently in. And I'm certainly not having this conversation right now to say, I figured it out. Here's the recipe. I'd actually love to hear from any of you if you have Lyme's disease and you have figured something out that helps you kind of combat that kind of bizarre chronic pain that pops in and then pops out. I want to hear about it. Let's share it. Because some of the best support that I have found in the last 3 months is not from my doctors. It's online support groups of people having honest conversations around what their Lyme's experience has been. I find that on Facebook. I'm in, what is this new thing on Instagram? It's like broadcast channels. Yeah, I'm in some Instagram broadcast channels of particularly women that are living with Lyme's disease, which I always think is good when we can niche down the conversation, because women's health is just so different than men's health. And so my new normal, I'm testing a lot of different protocols. And so right now what I'm focused on is I'm treating Lyme's with peptides, essentially. So I am taking Scorpion peptides. It's a nasal spray that I take, one spray in each nose in the morning, one spray at night. And the idea is that those Scorpion peptides can help my body and immune system go properly combat Lyme's. From what I understand about tick-borne diseases is our bodies kind of just allow these to bounce around, and our immune system doesn't quite register it as a full threat. So it just kind of bounces around our body wreaking havoc, and we have to kind of like trick or push our immune system to go attack. And so hopefully the peptides are helping with this. And then for a pain management, I certainly can't take ibuprofen all day, every day. So I'm taking really high doses of CBD and then micro doses of THC. I am on a tea break right now, but I'll come back to the micro dosing of THC. But I'm staying very consistent with my high doses of CBD. And I'm talking like 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day of CBD. And this is helping my body fight inflammation. I'm also really focusing on detoxing. But gentle detoxing, because I am breastfeeding and I don't want to put my body through too much stress. So detoxing for me looks like getting into a sauna as often as I can. I'm actually not doing any high intensity workouts right now. I can't handle it. I'm in too much pain, but I am trying to walk and add movement into my day anywhere I can. And I'm also taking a few supplements that are particularly helping my liver process bile and start purging bile, because the more we can detox and support our body's systems in detoxing, the more our body can go fight the bad stuff in it. What I've learned in this whole process is that everything has to be kind of taken one step at a time. My nickname, Whiskey Throttle, doesn't come from patience. It comes from wanting to go all in, all the way, full gas. And you just can't do that with this type of treatment protocol. I have to like focus on one thing, get that nailed, layer on another thing, and be really patient. The doctor I am working with told me to mentally prepare to deal with this for the next 3 years before I see any sort of like real outcome from it. So that's a long commitment to being like, okay, I'm going to be dredging through this here for a minute. But what we keep coming back to is we got to treat some of the like root causes of it. I also have to treat these parasites that I have, but I have to systemize approach it. It all comes to detoxing though, and keeping our pathways open. So the pathways mean like we're all surrounded by toxic shit all day. It's just what the world is now. So helping our bodies be able to move through those toxins quickly so that they don't build up in our body and cause problems like this. Because if our body can detox properly and our pathways are open, you can like handle the onset of things like Lyme's or parasites or heavy metal buildup or pesticides if we're like our pathways are open and our bodies are moving through it. So I'm really focused on trying to keep my pathways open. I'm using a product called Tudka, glycine at night, part of my nighttime routine, and magnesium, and trying to just support those detox and keep pathways open. So I think it's like a natural response when you find yourself like, I'm just going to go buy all the vitamins and supplements and throw it at it. But really your health habits outside of the products are important. And then products, smart products, the right products at the right time layered on can support you in that. And that really, when I look at like why I do what I do and why Canvas exists, it's like products can really help someone meet them where they're at in their health journey and support them to obtain or reach their goals. And cannabis has been, you know, wonderful to layer on as one of those products in this particular season of health that I'm in. It's a turbulent one right now. But I just, it's all about like being your own health advocate and listening to your body. And, you know, I was really brushing under the rug what I was going through and starting to kind of feel like mentally crazy a little bit about it until I was like, no, wait, I know how to be my own health advocate. Something really is wrong. I need help, and I'm demanding help from my, you know, doctors that are around me. So if you are listening and you are struggling with something or you have symptoms like this, hopefully that's something that can help you. I'd love to hear from you about it. And just remember, like, be your own health advocate. You deserve the best, and you deserve health.